So there's many phenomenal uses for submodalities. Let's get into actually how you do the techniques right now. So for submodalities, everything, whatever experience, any type of experience that you have in life, that's going to have a certain set of submodalities. So your internal thoughts or your internal representations of reality or your maps of reality, we're going to call them internal representations, are made up of VAKOGAD, visual, auditory, olfactory, gustatory, kinesthetic, and auditory digital. Okay, that's the pictures, sounds, feelings, tastes, smells, and self-talk. That's all you've got to work with. And that's what your internal representations inside your head are made up of. Now, what's not immediately obvious is that each of the individual components, the pictures, the sounds, the feelings, the tastes, the smells, and the self-talk, all have smaller components or sub-modalities. So visual, auditory, kinesthetic, olfactory, gustatory, and the self-talk are what we call modalities in neurolinguistic programming, and each one of those has sub-components or sub-modalities. Like the pictures that you have in your mind could be black and white or color. They could be near or far. They could be bright or dim. They could be a certain location. Is it right in front of you as you imagine it, or is it off to one side or the other? And the picture could have a certain size. It could be what we call associated or dissociated. Associated simply means that you're inside the picture looking through your own eyes as if you're right there inside of it. And dissociated is where you're seeing yourself in the picture, like you see your body in the picture. It's the difference between being behind the steering wheel in the car and looking at the car with yourself in it. So that's associated or dissociated. Also, for the visual, the picture could be focused or defocused. The focus could be changing or steady. The picture could be framed or panoramic, movie or still. The movie could be fast or slow, 3D or flat. You could be viewing it from a certain angle. So there's many various components of a picture that you might hold in your mind. Let's talk about the auditory and the components that the auditory can have. By the way, if you want to look on your submodalities checklist, look up the submodalities checklist in your table of contents in your manual, and you can follow along with some of these individual components of the modalities. So auditory, there could be a certain location. So if there's any sounds that you're hearing in your mind, there could be a location, a direction. The sounds could be internal or external, loud or soft, fast or slow, high or low pitch. They can have a certain tonality, a timbre. There could be pauses to the sounds, cadence, a duration, or a uniqueness of sound. There's all sorts of components for the auditory as well. And then kinesthetic. By the way, when we're working with submodalities, we're going to be working primarily with visual, auditory, and kinesthetic. The smells and the self-talk and the tastes are going to be lesser important in terms of working with submodalities. Then we've got the kinesthetic. Here's the various components of kinesthetic, or the sub-modalities of kinesthetic, of the kinesthetic modality. We've got the location of the feeling, the size of the feeling, the shape of the feeling, the intensity of the feeling. Is it steady? Is there a movement to the feeling, or a vibration, or a certain pressure or heat to the feeling, or a weight? So all of these are the various components. Once again, with submodalities, we're going to be working primarily with visual, auditory, and kinesthetic. In fact, submodalities, when you really do brilliant submodalities work best when you're working primarily with the visual. The auditory and the kinesthetic will play a certain role, but to a lesser degree than the visual.